Secure, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own webpage. Good morning, it's Sunday the 30th of November 2014. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Youngsters on the Air Month starts. International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Details of next Bath Build-a-thon. December is Youngsters on the Air Month, and stations will be operating all round Europe, getting young people involved in amateur radio. The call sign G14YOTA is moving around the UK throughout December. On the 1st, it'll be at Wessex Contest Group. On the 3rd, by Aberystwyth University. On the 4th, it'll be on the air from Priory Academy in Lincoln. First, Blaenau Scouts Group take over on the 6th, and Leicester Radio Society on the 7th. If you hear young people on the air at these stations, please take the time to speak to them. On the 3rd of December, it's the International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Several countries will be active with special call signs. Listen for 9K2 Whiskey Delta Delta from Kuwait, 6Z2RL from Liberia, SU0ERA from Egypt, E71AVW from the Radio Club of Tuzla, and PI4CGR from the Dutch Society of Veron. The next Bath Build-a-thon is to be held on the 10th of January. The aim of the event is to encourage newcomers to have a go at home-brewing radio equipment under the watchful eye of some experienced radio constructors. The kit chosen is the Rode Receiver from Walford Electronics, which can be used on any one band, 8 to 40 or 20. The Build-a-thon is planned to run from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. All soldering test equipment will be made available on the day. The cost of the day will be £55 to include the kit, room hire, use of tools, tea, coffee, biscuits and so on. You just need to bring yourself and a packed lunch. Places will be limited to ensure that everyone gets good mentoring. Further details, please contact Steve Harley, G0FUW, by email g0fuw@tiscali.co.uk. The latest edition of the 5 MHz newsletter is now available. The autumn 2014 edition features a number of stories, including Dominica on 5 megs, several items on WRC15, South African beacon changes, and NVIS observations. Ofcom's UK amateur licence consultation is it getting noisier, on 5 MHz. New Web's DSRs covering the band and GB2RS on 5 megs. It's free to download, http://tinyurl.com/JapanVictorJapan Radio Tango November 6. Chelmsford Calling is a light entertainment programme that promotes radio technology past, present and future, produced by Jim Salmon, 20RMI, and colleagues from the Chelmsford Calling Network. It's broadcast monthly and is also available online. More information, including frequencies and schedules, www.chelmsfordcalling.com. As part of the Youngster on the Air month, Southport and District Amateur Radio Club is holding a techno jam on the 6th of December at St Anne's Catholic Primary School, Ormskirk. It's principally aimed at getting youngsters interested in amateur radio, but not just about radio. There'll be a Minecraft hacking workshop as well as an area devoted to the Raspberry Pi. Other activities will include radio direction finding, learning Morse code, the Fun Cube satellite, and getting on the air. More information, http://technojam.uk. NASA has announced a mini-satellite or CubeSat design contest that will see participants competing for $5 million in prize money and a chance to have their winning satellite flown to the moon by the space agency. Called the Cube Quest Challenge, the objective of the competition is to design, build and deliver to NASA a flight-qualified small satellite or CubeSat capable of advanced research in the vicinity of our moon and beyond. Full information about the completion, including entry requirements, tinyurl.com/NASA-CubeSat-Challenge. The Five Bridges Cluster of Clubs gave a presentation at the RSGB Convention Training Forum. They made a number of recommendations for changes to National Exam Administration policy and the RSGB Training and Education Committee will consult the user community on the proposals. Every exam secretary will be receiving a copy of the Five Bridges report, a consultation document from the RSGB Tech, and gain access to an online survey. The survey will close on the 4th of January. Exam secretaries are asked to consult with their training teams, registered assessors and invigilators before responding to the survey. All exam centres are strongly advised to let us know their views. If your exam secretary hasn't received a copy of the consultation pack by the 8th of December, please contact exams@rsgb.org.uk. Anything else to be addressed to the tech.chair@rsgb.org.uk. Details now of upcoming rallies and events this week, the final rallies of the year, are on the 6th and 7th of December. The South Lancs Winter Rally will take place on the 6th of December at the Bickershaw Labour Club, Bickershaw Lane, Bickershaw, Wigan, WN25TE. Doors open 9 a.m. for visitors. Traders from 7:30. Admission £2. Trade stands and bring and buy. Details from Jason, 01942735828. On the 7th of December, the Bishop Auckland RAC Rally will take place at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, County Durham, DL166DB. Doors open 10:30, disabled 15 minutes earlier. Admission £2, there'll be trade stands and bring and buy. More from John, G4LRG, 01388606396. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for news of special events. From the 5th to the 9th of December, the RAF Amateur Radio Society will be operating VP8RAF/100 and VP8FIR/100 from Falkland Islands to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Battle of Falklands in World War I. Details can be found at www.rafars.org. In the UK, the Royal Navy ARS are also putting on a special event station on the 8th of December from their shack at HMS Collingwood to commemorate two naval battles that took place in World War I. Stations in the Falkland Islands may affix /100 to their call signs until the 15th of December. Stations heard today to Bob, VP8LP/100, his XYL Janet, VP8AIB/100, John, G3VPW, is visiting the Falklands on holiday until the 12th of December and hopes to be active as VP8KF/100. GX0MWT will be active for RNLI SOS Radio Weekend, 24th and 25th of January, operated by Chelmsford Amateur Radio Society. Any other stations planning to operate, should email radcom@rsgb.org.uk for inclusion in news scripts in January. And now the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. W8GX and W8CAA will be active as C6ADX and C6AYL, respectively, from the island of Exuma, which is NA001, until the 3rd of December. Listen out for them on 10 to 160 metre bands using SSB and RTTY, QSL home calls. K9EL will once again be operation/FS from St Martin, which is NA105, until the 2nd of December. Activity will be 8 to 160 metre bands, QSL home call sign. RobDL7VOA will be in Grenada, NA024, until the 6th of December, QSL's home call. TimLW9EOC will be on the air as 5 kilo zero alpha from San Andres Island until the 4th of December. This one counts as NA033 for Islands on the Air Award, as well as for DXCC. KL7SB will be operational as E51RAT from Rarotonga OC013 until the 6th of December. Activity will be limited as time permits, but look for him on the 10 to 80 metre bands, primarily CW with some SSB RTTY and some digital modes, QSL NI5DX. Contest news now. One of the big contests of the year, the CW Worldwide DX contest, ends at 23:59 today, the 30th, after running for 48 hours. It's CW only, 1.8 to 28 megs band. Some rarely activated countries will be on the air, the Exchange's Signal Report and CQ Zone, which is 14 for the UK. On Tuesday, the 144 MHz UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes, the Exchange is the usual signal report serial number and locator. The UK 6-metre group's Winter Marathon begins on the 1st and continues for 2 months. The Winter Marathon isn't a contest in the traditional sense. It's basically a way of promoting activity on 6 metres during the winter. There are no points for individual QSOs, just for working as many locator squares as possible. You can claim the squares worked in any 6-metre contest over the period, as well as non-contest QSOs. The Exchange is simple signal report and locator. Starting at 2200 on Friday the 5th, the ARRL 160-metre contest runs for 42 hours, work the USA, US territories and Canada only. Being a 160-metre contest, it'll need to be dark at both ends of the QSO for there to be transatlantic propagation. The first North American station should be heard in Britain from about 2200 UTC. Propagation extending westwards as the sun sets across North America. Expect the Americans and Canadians to fade out at about sunrise time in the UK. The Exchange is just the signal report with W and V stations, also giving the ARRL or RAC section number. The 144 MHz AFS contest is on 1000 UTC to 1600 UTC on the 7th, using all modes the Exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA and G4BAO and G3YLA on Friday the 28th of November. Sun remained peppered with smaller sunspots this week, driving the solar flux index to peak at 169. This kept ham boards bands hamming, or humming even, with a maximum usable frequency easily above 28 megs on many paths during the daytime. Nighttime highs reached 10 megahertz at times on longer paths, but 7 megs and 3.5 have both been better on shorter distances. The latest NOAA USAF forecast predicts the solar flux index will be 155 on Monday, reducing to 135 by the end of the week. This should be good enough for some reasonable 10-metre openings during the day. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be reasonably settled, with the AP index staying below 20 all week. As we head into December, you should be using 68 as the smooth sunspot number for VOA cap-based propagation prediction programmes such as HF and VOA prop. 7 MHz, 40 metres may be the band of choice throughout the night, with long-distance paths being possible during the hours of darkness. Now the VHF and up propagation, there are better prospects for VHF-UHF propagation during the coming week as high pressure will make a welcome return to the charts. The resulting temperature inversions will trap cool, moist and sometimes foggy weather near the surface, overlain by warm, dry air above the inversion, and this will produce contrast in the refractive index of the air, which will lead to improved ducting prospects. High pressure will not be as strong as in the far north, where it will also be rather breezy at times, so the better conditions are more likely to be in the southern and central areas of the UK. Occasional weak fronts may temporarily disturb the lift, but high pressure should return afterwards. Meteor scatter operators should be checking their systems as the Geminids shower peak is less than 2 weeks away. From the 7th of December, we should start to see evidence of the shower to add to the regular morning and early morning random meteor peaks. For EME operators, the moon's declination is increasing, meaning a longer moon availability, but as the move is moving out towards apogee, losses will increase. And that's it for this week from the propagation team. It's also goodbye from me until next week. Until today, I have been reading the local news for the UK Midlands, but I don't believe that this information is still required or being retransmitted over repeaters, so from this week I shall cease to do so. If, on the other hand, anybody does care to contact me and tell me that they still want the service, then I'll gladly provide it and put it back. Thank you.